The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Well, while Nigel Farage is getting that business boost, this week saw the UK roll out the red carpet for President Donald Trump in a bid to boost business to enhance their special relationship. But just how far will pomp and pageantry go when trying to lure investors? Comedy writer Aidan Fitzmaurice has been watching proceedings.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of Potemkin villages. You know those little fake villages desperate regimes would construct to create the illusion that everything was A-OK? They remind me of an old retail job I had, where the bosses would conduct surprise inspections, only they weren't surprises at all. Surprise! We'd be given an exact time and date, and spent the preceding days scrubbing the place from top to bottom, sprucing up the displays, creating the illusion of a shop that didn't really exist just to appease its owners. I wondered who benefited from all this deception. Surely it was better for them to see the shop as it really was, rather than this Potemkin village version we had cooked up for them. But it seemed they enjoyed playing around in a fake version of reality they had created for themselves.
All aboard the imagination balloon!
I was reminded of all this as I watched the UK roll out the red carpet for President Donald Trump, treating him to the full shebang of pompous pageantry, from horse-drawn carriages to banquets with global tech leaders to those soldiers with the silly hats. It's hard not to wonder, what are they trying to prove with all of this pageantry? Isn't the idea of a palace and all the bells and whistles that go along with it really just one big Potemkin village? Now, I'm not comparing the UK to the likes of North Korea. I mean, in North Korea, you can be arrested just for exercising your freedom of speech, whereas in the UK, you can purchase jelly deals from a corner shop at 3 a.m. But it must be all a bit galling for those living on the breadline to see a golden carriage roll past, carrying the man who's bankrupted more businesses than the insurance industry. But perhaps this is just what it takes to woo an investor nowadays. You have to wine them and dine them, pull out all the stops, do what any small business owner would do and invite them to your palace. Focus on your past successes, like inventing football, and ignore your present failures, like Keir Starmer.
Free speech, it's one of the founding values of the United Kingdom.
When it comes to banquet time, make sure you've done some research on their favourite small talk topics, like Shark Week or the erosion of civil rights.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk.
And before they fly home, give them a nice souvenir to remember you by. I'd suggest a stick of rock or some priceless artifact you found in the colonies. If I sound a little bitter about this whole visit, that's because I am. This used to be our special relationship, not theirs. The UK has gone and stolen our best international friend, just like they stole our Mrs. Brown's boys.
Winnie, when my Reggie lost his job and we had no money, you were there by my side.
I was.
And when Reggie went in to have his left leg removed, you were there by my side.
True.
Next, it'll be the UK handing over a bowl of poppies in the White House on St. Patrick's Day, while we beg the Americans to tell us again how they did a DNA ancestry test, and it turns out they're 6% Irish. But how do we win them back? With some pompous pageantry, of course. So roll out the red carpets, hide the portraits of JFK, and create a metropolitan skyline by putting cardboard skyscrapers next to the pool-baked chimneys. It's time to turn Ireland into one giant Potemkin village to woo the investors, because there's nothing Trump loves more than playing around in a fake reality he had created for himself.
Aidan Fitzmaurice there. Well, that's all we have time for this week. Today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Caitlin Clark, and Paul Murnock was on sound. Until the same time next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.